Missoula, Montana, Friday, August 20, 6:15 p.m. Anne was ready to kick off her shoes and drink maybe a small glass of wine when she pulled into her driveway. It still felt odd not to have Nate, but for tonight, she was glad for the quiet. Time to process was rare these days. She fumbled with a large pizza box, her purse, and her keys. As she searched the ring for the new key, a car pulled up behind her. Tensing, she located her house key and opened the door before she turned. "Anne!" a woman shouted. She recognized Edith Scott as she climbed out of her parked car. Judging by the woman's tight, defensive body language, this was not a social call. "Edith? I need to talk to you," Edith said. "Can it wait until morning, Edith?" Anne asked. "It's been a long day." "It's about Elijah Weston, and it cannot wait." The sound of his name soured her mood. "What about him? Did you know he's volunteering at the registrar's office at the university?" She did not. There was no logical reason for him to take on a role like that. It did not pay anything, and given his recent settlement, the position was not worth his time. She refused to delve into Elijah's motivations. Each time she did, she ended up with insomnia and a headache. "Okay, what do you want from me?" "Talk to him! Figure out why he keeps sticking around!" She set down her purse and swiped away an annoying strand of hair. "What makes you think he'd listen to me?" Dark eyes narrowed. "You're joking, right?" "Why would I joke?" Edith blew out an aggravated breath. "Everyone on the jury knew he had a thing for you. He barely looked up during his trial until you came in and testified. Then he could not take his eyes off you." She remembered how his intense gray gaze had reached across the room and all but wrapped around her. By then, she'd been married to Clark and visibly pregnant. She had worn a large coat, hoping to hide her growing belly. "I can't help that, can I?" "He's still here because of you. You do understand that, right?" The pitch of her voice rose with the color in her cheeks. "I have no control over Elijah. And why do you care?" "Because he scares me. He's going to come after me."
"Why?"
Edith gripped her car keys tighter.
"I voted guilty. I sent him to jail for 10 years.
Given the evidence, it was a logical choice. We all thought he was guilty." Edith's lips pursed.
"Well, he wasn't, and now he's out. And 10 years is a long time to foster a grudge."